get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. We talk golf every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Thanks for making us part of your weekend. Jay Ritchie along with Jerry Butenhoff coming your way from the five-star Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, Colorado, the home of Tee to Green. And coming up on the big show today, we will dig into the mental side of the game with a peak performance coach who says golf is 100% mental. David Breslow will be here. His system is called Wired to Win, and he'll take us through the seven laws of golf performance. David Breslow joining us today here on Tee to Green. Speaking of Wired to Win, Bernhard Langer takes a four-shot lead into the final round of the Senior U.S. Open near Detroit today. Lots of big names, including Fred Couples, trying to catch him.
I can tell you this much. He's not going to come back tomorrow, so we're going to have to, whoever it is, Corey and whoever, is going to have to play a remarkable round to win. I'm at least inching closer.
Freddie Couples in contention. Jerry Butenhoff will take us to the U.S. Senior Open and on tour later in the hour. But first up on Tee to Green today, our good friend T.J. O'Clair will be here. T.J. from PGA.com. It's been a while since we've talked to him, and we are pretty much sitting halfway through summer, a little past the halfway point of the golf season. Two of the men's majors in the books, two more to go, including next week's British Open. And we'll get sort of a state of the game of golf update from T.J. O'Clair, PGA.com, who joins us today here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Don't forget to visit us on our website, teetogreenradio.com, and also visit us on Facebook, too. You can link to our Facebook page from teetogreenradio.com. Nice day to play around. Jay and Jerry going to tee it up next with T.J. O'Clair as we are worldwide on American Forces Radio, across the satellite radio dial, and coast-to-coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, Tom Baudet. This year, Motel 6 is celebrating 50 years of helping people save more for what they're traveling for. So they baked a cake and decorated it with those candles that never go out. See what they did there? Little visual metaphor for how the light's always on. Okay, seriously, how do I put these candles out? I got stuff to do. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6. 50 years and the light's still on.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Right now at Lowe's, get $50 off every $500 purchase of all in-stock lumber, like decking, plywood, fencing, storage buildings, and landscape timbers. Plus, save 25% off the purchase of special order leveler cellular shades and faux wood blinds. Escape the sting of summer with Ultra Kill Wasp and Hornet Killer for just $1. That's more than half off. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 7/16. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
We call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. It's Tee to Green, this portion of the show brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Director, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years and preparing for the next 100. Major renovations have been going on all summer at Swan Law, and they're just about complete. Swan Law Funeral Directors, 501 North Cascade, here in Colorado Springs, online at www.swan-law.com. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, back at the Broadmoor Resort. Last time around at the Broadmoor for a couple of weeks, because next week's show, Jerry, we're back to Keystone, where we were in early June, see our friend Steve, all the folks up there, and we'll be at the ranch course instead of the river course where we were back early last month.
Right. Chance to get up into the mountains out of the heat here again. Now, obviously, we don't have heat like the Midwest and the Southeast have heat with the humidity and everything.
Yeah, the dry heat.
But we've had...
It's been blistering.
20-some days of 90-degree weather already, and that's usually about two summers' worth here in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
So it's...
Waldo Canyon wildfire, 100% contained.
Yes, that's good news for everybody here. So. And now they're reinforcing the hillsides to avoid the mud damage that could happen if we get a nice little gully washer or something like that. So still a lot of work to do up there, for
sure. And they're trying to get people to come back to Colorado, because a lot of people, all they heard was the state was on fire.
Well, in some ways it was. We had, I think, 11 fires going at one time there a couple weeks ago. So.
Coming up later in the hour, David Breslow joins us, Wired to Win. He's a peak performance coach. Right now, we want to welcome back T.J. O'Claire to Tee to Green from PGA.com, where he is an interactive producer. We haven't talked to T.J. in a while. It's nice to have him back. T.J., interactive producer, fancy name for a guy who writes and plays a little golf, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. And then, just producing the website, getting all the pictures and headlines up that you see on the homepage, and all other kinds of stuff, editing stories and just getting stuff posted. But, yeah, that's my position, and luckily I get to play some golf along the way too.
Yeah, I saw your latest thing about the nine best in the New England area, nine best courses, top courses?
Yeah. Each week on PGA.com we do something on our Facebook page for our Quick 9 feature. What we do is we pose a question to our Facebook friends, which we have nearly 155,000 of, and we try to locate various parts of the country where, people can play courses, public courses, something that's open to everybody. And we ask them to identify the top courses in that region. And, you know, we're trying to promote a lifestyle of golf on our website and just trying to show people places that maybe they haven't heard of before that they'd like to try, or, you know, popular courses that aren't necessarily private that they actually can play.
And, of course, you were forced to go out and play them, right?
I have not played all of them. I did play, I think, about four or five that are on the list. But now that I've seen those suggestions, I am certainly lining up some golf now to make sure that I do play those places to see if they're deserving of the list or not, which I'm sure they all are.
I got a good one for you in central Minnesota, TJ, the Little Crow Country Club in New London, Minnesota. Now, it says country club, but it's a public course in the kind of the southern end of the lake section there of Minnesota. 27 holes, absolutely fabulous. Place I played the most when I was growing up and learning to play up there.
Well, we'll have a Quick 9 coming up for that region soon, and hopefully you'll be able to chime in with that course for us.
Ah, there you go. Hey, let's, you know, I mentioned it in the open of the show that, gosh, it's hard to believe we're in mid-July already. The Masters and the U.S. Open have come and gone, two more majors remaining in this season. Your take on what we're seeing in golf this year, is it drastically different than what we've seen the past few years? And I also want to get your take on Tiger Woods and the state of his comeback. But what are you seeing when you survey the golf landscape these days?
Well, you know, I've been saying it for weeks now, and I'm sure you guys probably feel the same way, but I can't remember a start to a season as good as this one has been so far. I mean, all the biggest names are winning. You know, Rory McIlroy hasn't been in great form lately, except, you know, he picked off a win early in the season over at the Honda Classic. You know, Hunter Mahan has won a couple times. Phil Mickelson's been a winner. Tiger Woods, he's the best player on tour, three wins. You know, everybody's talking about this comeback of Tiger Woods, and I think what we're starting to realize in this Tiger Woods 2.0, if you will, is that, you know, Tiger is still a cut above everyone else, but he's just not going to be the dominant player that we remember from the early 2000s. When you think about it, you know, the guys that he's competing with now, sure, you know, Phil Mickelson's still there. Ernie Els isn't quite what he once was, but he's still there. But those are guys who have built the scar tissue from fighting Tiger down the stretch in tournaments and losing to him quite often. But now you've got this generation of golfers, these Hunter Mahans, Ricky Fowlers, Dustin Johnsons, who, you know, they tried to emulate their game and their workout regimen after Tiger Woods. These are the guys that grew up idolizing Tiger Woods. So they're not as intimidated. You know, they haven't lost to him the way that Phil or Ernie Els have, you know. So I think we're starting to see more parity on the tour because of that. I think Tiger is still phenomenal. I think it's a pipe dream for us to think that we're going to see what we saw in the early 2000s, you know, winning a U.S. Open by 15 shots. I don't think that's ever going to happen again. But three wins halfway through a season is still pretty darn good.
Does he have to win a major or another couple of majors in order for people to say, though, that he's completely back?
I would totally subscribe to that theory, absolutely. You know, I think that Tiger, for so long, you know, he told us how second was no good. He was there to win every week. So when people say we have such high expectations for Tiger and they're not fair, they're truly the same expectations that he has for himself. He's going to pick off a major eventually, and I think that people will finally quiet down a little bit, will be able to appreciate more what he's done on the course in the past and realize how difficult it actually is to win a major championship.
TJ, people have kind of joked around about Woods being the comeback player of the year this year. Are we even allowed to vote for him for something like that?
Well, you know, who knows? I mean, Steve Stricker won it 2 years in a row. So, you know, I guess
true.
You very well could see that happen, you know. But to me, it would be kind of crazy. But, yeah, I suppose it's a possibility.
So what happened with Tiger? Is it Sean Foley and everything finally kicking in? Or was this going to happen anyway, even if I was his swing coach?
Well, you know, you'd like to think with a talent as good as Tiger's that eventually it was going to happen, except I think Sean Foley certainly deserves a lot of credit. I mean, nobody aside from Tiger is critiqued more than Tiger's coach, right? I mean, we saw it happen with Hank Haney. We're seeing it happen with Foley now. But when you look at Foley's stable of players, he's got Justin Rose, who's played great the last couple of years. Hunter Mahan, again, another multiple winner on tour this year. That's one of Foley's guys. And now Tiger, I mean, Tiger's been saying forever, and I know we in the media get sick of hearing it. You know, I'm this close. You know, I'm getting there. I need the reps. It's a process. The yada, yada, yada. We hear that all the time, but there must have been some truth to it because, you know, he's come out and performed. Now, that said, Tiger is mind-boggling these days. You know, he plays as well as he did at the Memorial, and he wins, and then we expect him to win the U.S. Open, and he doesn't even contend. Then, you know, he plays a Congressional, outstanding tournament, wins again. That's the course that hosted the U.S. Open last year, and many people would argue it played more difficult this year for the AT&T National than it did for the U.S. Open. He wins there, comes out the next week at Greenbrier, and misses the cut. So, you know, he's kind of got this Jekyll and Hyde thing going on right now, and you kind of wonder if he got the bad one out of the way at Greenbrier as he heads into Lipton this week for the British Open. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
TJ, when he talks about having more reps, shouldn't he maybe play a couple more tournaments each year to get those reps and be in tournament in that tournament mindset a little more often?
You know, Jerry, I would agree with that from a few years ago, except I do think he's making the effort to play more events this year. I mean, he played the Honda Classic already this year, which is an event he hadn't played in years, if at all, if memory serves. He played at Greenbrier for the first time ever. He's committing to tournaments earlier. Last year, he played at Cordoval in the Fries.com Open. So, you know, he's definitely seems to be adding a few more tournaments to the schedule. And when he talks about those reps, I think you're right. And I think he's shown this willingness to go to events that he hasn't gone to in the past. And, you know, I think it's certainly helping out those tournaments, but it's also going to help his game in the long run.
T.J. O'Clair with us from PGA.com. And, T.J., we're going to take a break, but stick around and do the next segment with us.
Sure thing.
And we'll talk about the Davis Love and the Ryder Cup coming up as well. I know you've been spending some time with the Davis Love, the U.S. Ryder Cup captain. That's coming up in our next segment as we continue with T.J. O'Clair from PGA.com. Later in the hour, David Breslow, Wired to Win, a peak performance coach, joins us. He says golf 100% mental. He'll explain why as we continue from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay and Jerry, this is T to Green Worldwide on American Forces Radio, live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
T.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. This is Mark Kelbel again, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about fairway wood play. And there's three things I want you to keep in mind to help you hit those a little bit better. One is your grip tension and where you have it in the stance. You need nice, loose grip tension when you're trying to hit a fairway wood. This will help you get it on the face. Remember, your goal with a fairway wood is to advance the ball in play. You can heel it, you can toe it, you can even take a little turf. As long as you advance it in play, you've accomplished your goal. The only thing you want to avoid with a fairway wood is a bad miss, top or a pop-up. Secondly, when you place the ball in your stance, put a little more in the middle of it. This will help be a little bit more forgiving if it's not perfect. Again, you just want to advance it in play, so play a little bit more in the middle of your stance. The last thing is, if the ball is a little bit below your feet or a little bit above your feet, make adjustments accordingly. If it's below your feet, you got to bend your knees just a little bit more. Take a practice swing or two to help you get used to staying down to that ball. Make sure you clip your grass. And if the ball is above your feet, choke the club a little bit. Take a practice swing or two to help you find out where exactly the ball is in reference to the bottom of your swing there. It'll help you get it on the face and advance the ball in play. That's your number one goal with a fairway wood.
For more on making contact with the fairway wood, check out teetogreenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional. Show by golfers, for golfers. You found it. Tee to Green from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. For all your repair and remodeling needs, it's at your service. There's no job too big or too small. Call Daryl at 719-216-2717. Or send them an email at yourservice@hotmail.com. At your service, more than a handyman. Great to have you with us today on Tee to Green. Great Sunday. Broadmoor bustling with activity this morning. And we continue with TJ O'Claire from PGA.com. TJ, we were talking a little bit about Tiger before we went to break. The British Open coming up this week. Handicap the field a little bit for us. And who do you like? Are you leaning toward Tiger in the British?
Well, you know, whenever there's a major championship and Tiger's in the field, I've got to lean towards him. One thing I've been hearing in early reports from Royal Lithium and St. Anne's is that they've had a terribly wet year so far in England, which I know, you know, kind of sounds redundant because rain and England go together. But, you know, because of that, with this links-style course, you know, right by the ocean, the rough is denser than ever before, at least that's what Tiger's saying early on. So, you know, it's going to be very important to stay on target, stay on line. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Tiger maybe put into play that formula that he used that he was so successful with at Royal Liverpool in 2006, where he was primarily hitting irons off the tee, hardly hit any woods all week, because the key to the game is going to be to stay in play. That said, you know, I think it could be a pretty wide-open British Open, too. You know, you've got Phil Mickelson, who really has not done much this year since his victory. You know, he's got 5 top tens overall, which is certainly, you know, something you would expect from Phil. But he withdrew at the Memorial, tied for 65th at the U.S. Open, and missed the cut at the Greenbrier Classic. However, this week he's playing at the Scottish Open on a links course, you know, ahead of the British Open, trying to get prepared for that. And he's having a great week so far. You know, struggled with a 73 in the first round, but shot 64 in the second round, 65 in the third round. He's playing well in the final round here. And British Open has never been kind to Phil Mickelson. He's only got 2 top 5 finishes in his career. One of those was a tie for second last year that he kind of backed into, played early on Sunday, played well. So, you know, I think with Phil, the thing has probably been that psoriatic arthritis. People don't understand how significant that's been on him. You know, it fatigues him quite a bit, and he's just not able to keep it going for 4 rounds. So I like the way he's playing this week, and, you know, wouldn't be surprised to see him in the mix next week.
Do you have a dark horse for next week?
Dark horse, you know, it's tough to say because all the top players playing so well. Maybe a Troy Kelly or a Ted Potter Jr., the guys that were in the playoff last week at Greenbrier. I mean, you know, that was how they got into the field. They proved that they can play with the best of the best. Again, Tiger and Phil were in that field. So, you know, maybe they'll be a little inspired playing in their first British Open. And, you know, we've seen guys like that before. Ben Curtis, Todd Hamilton, they surprised the field. So, you know, maybe that's something we'll see at Royal Liverpool.
How about maybe another unknown to us European coming through again? That certainly has happened before also.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I remember being at Carnoustie in 99 with Paul Lawrie. You know, obviously, Jean Vandeveld kind of blew it there, but, you know.
Kinda?
Well, not kind of, big time, yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. So, you know, Nicholas Kolsarts, who is not a name that's widely known in the U.S., he's played great on the European Tour all year. He's somebody that I think could step up. Anders Hansen has played remarkable golf all year, so. You know, I guess maybe those are two names that I'd be looking for as dark horses on the European side that could perform well next week.
TJ O'Clair, PGA.com, our guest. TJ, it's a Ryder Cup year. Davis Love, Ryder Cup captain. I understand you've been spending some time with him.
Yeah, you know, it's been great for me these last few Ryder Cups being at PGA.com. We also run RyderCup.com, the official site of the tournament. So, one of the perks for me is that I get to spend a lot of time with the captains. You know, we do a captain's blog once a month on PGA.com and RyderCup.com. And essentially what it is I ghostwrite a blog for the captain. So I'll call the captain, ask him a bunch of questions, and then kind of put his words down on paper and get it up on the website. So I've done it quite a bit with Davis, and I do have to say the captains that I've dealt with so far, you know, it's been Corey Pavin, Paul Azinger, and Tom Lehman in the past. They've all been great. But Davis has just been exceptional. You know, he'll call me with little nuggets that, you know, I might get ahead of time, which is great. You know, for instance, the assistant captains recently, I guess Fred Couples was no surprise to anybody because Fred kind of let the cat out of the bag at Memorial, except that's somebody that Davis has been talking to me about kind of off the record for the last few months. And I know that Fred has known all year that he was going to be an assistant captain, but, you know, it didn't go public until just a couple weeks ago. So, you know, Davis has been fantastic. I think he's going to make a great captain. You know, I guess for the captains, the biggest thing is just keeping those guys loose and comfortable throughout the week because at the end of the day, it just comes down to how they play on the course. And for the last several years, for some reason or another, the Americans just haven't performed well. So, you know, excluding Valhalla, of course, they really weren't close until the singles at Celtic Manor in Wales a couple years ago. So we'll see what happens, but I think it'll be nice to have the home field advantage, and the team is just shaping up phenomenally. I mean, right now you have, you know, Tiger, Phil, Webb Simpson, Bubba Watson, Hunter Mahan, Zach Johnson. They're all a part of that automatic top eight at the moment. And then Davis is going to have a hard time with his four picks because you've got Keegan Bradley, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, Stricker, Furyk. They're all on the outside looking in right now. So it'll be interesting to see who he picks.
I think the is he one that's going to rely a lot on his assistants to make that final decision, do you think?
Well, you know, he told me not long ago that one of the things that he's trying to do this year, or one of the things that he's going to do, as you've seen, he's already named Fred Couples and Mike Hulbert, two of his assistants. He's going to have four overall. And he told me that the other two assistants, who he's not announcing yet, are going to be guys that play the PGA Tour regularly and can report back to him on how certain guys are playing, because Davis said one of the reasons he wants to keep those other two assistants quiet for now is because he doesn't want to put any added pressure on guys that are trying to make the team. You know, if they're playing with one of the guys who's going to be an assistant and they know it, they might try a little harder, make some more mistakes or whatever, and Davis doesn't want that. So I think for sure he's going to be leaning on these assistant captains to help him make those decisions on the final four guys. But again, you know, the players I just mentioned that are on the outside looking in, things are very volatile, especially during a major championship. So we could see a huge shakeup next week once the British Open's over.
Davis Love himself playing pretty well these days on the regular tour, better than he has in recent years. And that seems to happen almost every time with the Ryder Cup captain. When they're not expected to play that well, they do the year that they're the captain.
That's a good point, Jay. You know, Davis has played well. You know, he had the injury early in the season to his rib from a shot that he hit at Bay Hill. kept him out a little bit while, and at the time he was actually in the top 10 in the Ryder Cup standings for the U.S. side, and right now he's down to number 42. But, you know, again, with the majors coming up, British Open, PGA Championship, he can get back up there. And one thing that, you know, Davis has said with more conviction than any captain that I've dealt with is he wants to be a member of his team. And by member of the team, I don't mean as captain, I mean as player.
Yeah.
And he's already got a plan in place that, you know, if he does somehow make the team, he's going to have his assistants fill in, and he's not going to be able to do the captain duties. But, you know, he really wants to play in this Ryder Cup. He won't pick himself. He's going to have to qualify, and he still has himself in a position to be able to do that.
All right. TJ, we're out of time, but always fun talking to you, and I know the invitation's there. Come back and see us again soon.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks so much.
TJ Eau Claire, PGA.com. Check out PGA.com and his writing, great writing at PGA.com. TJ Eau Claire.
And now from Dice.com, the career hub for tech. How 30 seconds can impact a tech career. A brief symposium. You could spend 30 seconds forwarding a funny video to a colleague. Impact? A lukewarm high five in the hallway. You could flirt with the new receptionist.
Hey, how's it going?
Impact? A stern reprimand from HR. And 2 hours of mandatory sensitivity training. Or you could join a talent community on Dice.com and get the latest news, job, and career advice that matches your interests. Dice has talent communities like mobile development, software engineering, and project management, just to name a few. Each community is spam-free and moderated by a guide with the same passion that you have, and it's free to join. Visit Dice.com/talent to join the community. That's Dice.com/talent. So the next time you have 30 seconds, spend them wisely. Dice.com, the career hub for tech.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Autoglass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelite.com.
Thank you.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. This is Mark Kelbel, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today we want to talk to you about pitching and how important it is to be able to make the right motion there to get the ball closer to the cup where you can make more up and downs. First of all, when you're pitching, I want the ball right in the middle of your stance. Now, there are variations off this, and certain lies may dictate otherwise, but for the most part, you want the ball right in the middle of your stance. Secondly, I want you to think of hands on a clock. Your backswing generally mirrors your follow-through in regards to length. Sometimes you're going to follow through a little bit more just to keep the momentum of the golf swing there. Think of 9-3. This will help you keep nice controlled motion, good contact, and get the ball to where you want to go. Lastly, the back of your left hand is going to mirror your club face. Whatever the back of the left hand does, so goes the club face. So if you let that kind of turn over, the ball will likely either be hit in the middle of the golf ball, or you'll pull it, or you'll put topspin on it. At the end of your golf swing, you want to be able to put a cup of coffee on the face of your golf club there, going right at your target. That'll help you be more accurate, make putts.
Save strokes, get the ball up and down. For more, check out tee2greenradio.com or visit your nearest PGA professional.
This portion of Tee to Green, presented in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. They just underwent a major renovation at Swan Law. Was down there the other day, got a tour from the big guy in charge, Michael Hendren, and the place looks great. 501 North Cascade in Colorado Springs, www.swan-law.com on the internet. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenaff, we're at the Broadmoor Resort here in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and we haven't talked about the mental side of the game of golf in a while, but that's the specialty of our next guest. You've seen him on TV. He's a weekly contributor to the Golf Channel. He's been a peak performance coach for 25 years. He's the author of Wired to Win to help pros and amateurs around the world with the 7 laws of golf performance. Thrilled to have with us today on Tee to Green, David Breslow, joining us right now. Dave, how you doing?
Hey, Jay, I'm doing quite well. Thank you so much for having me.
How do you get to be a peak performance coach in golf?
Well, actually, I was a tennis player originally and had a whole bunch of performance problems, and that's what led me. I read all the material out there, the books, and went to the workshops, and I did everything that most people do, and I was very frustrated because it didn't really help, and so that led me toward creating this Wired to Win 7 Laws program that you mentioned. And that's how all that started. So once I started doing that, I realized that the material worked really well for the golf community just as well. So that's what started turning me in that direction.
There's so much of that info out there. A golfer doesn't have to look very far to find books and tips and videos and DVDs and all these ideas on the mental side of the game. What's different? What makes what you're doing different or better than some of the other ideas?
Well, I've actually researched and studied dozens of the sports psychology models and the peak performance and kind of life coaching, counseling, you know, that whole arena where people are helping other people get better. And I realized that there are 2 major areas that were causing, because 85% of the golfers I talk to tell me that they're frustrated with this stuff. They hear the same things over and over and over again. And I had the same frustration. So there were two reasons I discovered. Number one is that world will agree with you that your problems are your problems. So if you go to talk to somebody and you say, yes, well, my issues are lack of confidence, tension, negativity, I try too hard, and so on and so forth, they will agree with you and say, yes, those are your problems. If you call me and you tell me that, I will say, no, those are not your problems. They're really symptoms. And they're not your problems at all. And if you keep trying to fix symptoms, you're going to get nothing but sporadic results, which is what I got and what most people get. So, and I often say, if you were my doctor, I'd fire you on the spot for doing that kind of a thing, because you cannot treat symptoms and resolve any of these particular issues. So that's number one. Number two is, as a result of them thinking that your problems are your problems, they give you coping skills. These are all the tips and strategies that golfers hear time and time again. The problem with that is I would never help a golfer be a better coper, because what they learn is they're actually creating 85% of the so-called problems they're dealing with in the first place. And since I prove everything I say, I just say, look, go to the dictionary, look up the word cope. Here's what you'll find. You'll find synonyms to get by, to handle, to deal with, to manage, to struggle with, and to survive, my all-time favorite. So I ask a golfer, I say, is this what you aspire to do? Just to get by, manage, struggle with, and all that stuff on the golf course? No! Well, that's what you're doing. That's why I won't help a player cope. So I'm actually quite well known for asking this particular question. Do you want more tips and strategies to help you go over the issues and problems you just talked about, or do you want to do something better and play better starting today? And every time I ask that question, it's met with a little bit of a hesitation, like, did he really say what he just said? And the answer is yes, because, again, there's no reason to help a golfer cope with their issues, especially if they're creating 85% of them in the first place. Does that make sense to you?
Of course.
Yeah, yes. But that's what most models are doing. They're very happy to agree with you and say, yes, lack of confidence is your problem. So let's get working on that. Let's give you some coping mechanisms so that you can start dealing with it better. And I sit there and I say, well, why do you want to deal with what's already not working for you?
Yeah.
There's no power in that. There's no strength in that. And that takes a long time. So I realized that there were laws by which the mind, body, and emotions produce outcomes. And this is for every person. Everybody who puts their hands on a golf club is affected and governed by these laws. So, in effect, without teaching any tips or strategies, the golfers I work with are seeing improvements on day one because there's a simple truth, and that truth is that nothing changes until you do. And so many golfers fall into the trap, and I did the same thing, fall into the trap of thinking that all the tips and the strategies and all the information they get is going to create the change. But that's why they're so frustrated, because the change doesn't occur like they'd like it to, and it's very sporadic, if at all. So the reality is that nothing really changes until you, the individual, begin to change. And when you work with the seven laws, you, the individual, immediately start shifting, and that's why the changes happen so fast. It's really it's a very interesting conversation.
David, it seems like a lot of people that go to these mental coaches and that sort of thing, you know, they get some of this stuff, you know, kind of thrown at them, and it's complicated for some people, and their mind just doesn't process some of these things.
Right.
Are you simplifying it with some of the stuff you're teaching people?
I'm one of the simplest people I've ever met. It's really strange, because people will often say to me, are you kidding me? It's really that simple? Because part of the problem I noticed also is that we make things messy. Like, golfers will call me and say, hey, you're going to give me more information, right? And I say, no, I'm not. Well, what do you mean? Aren't you supposed to do that? You're going to give me more stuff. So do you really think having more information on the golf course is going to help you play better? No, I guess not really. I said, well, aren't you loaded up with a ton of information when you stand over the golf ball as it is? Yeah, that's why I'm calling you. I said, well, why do you want me to give you more information so you have more things to think about? So it's another one of those, I call it a logical error, because logically our mind says, hey, if I'm having trouble with a certain part of my game, like confidence or negativity or fear, whatever it might be, then it makes sense that I should go work on those things. That's the logical error. But the way people work on them, if you go to the sports psychologist, you get a whole bunch of theory and you get more strategies. Oh, here are the five steps to be more confident, or here are the three ways to reduce negativity. Here are the seven keys to do this and that. And you're standing over the golf ball trying to remember which tip to use today. And it worked yesterday, but it doesn't work today. The seven laws remove all of that stuff from the equation, because there are no tips. There are no strategies within the seven laws. So here's an example, if I may throw an example, because when people hear laws, they kind of wonder, what is he talking about?
Yeah.
The two examples I give golfers are simple. Physics is a first example of a law. Your golf pro is teaching you the law of physics every time you take a lesson, meaning that the face of the golf club, when it meets the golf ball, the ball has a very precise and predictable reaction. Face is closed, the ball's going to hook, Face is open, ball's going to slice. Face is flat, ball's going to move straight in that direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you and I, Jay, are on the golf course and you're slicing the ball all over creation and you don't really want to, you can't turn to me and say, Dave, that law doesn't work. Of course it works. The laws produce outcomes. That's all they do. And they do it for everybody. You're just not using it very well. And then the second example is, of course, gravity. Very simple. So, Jay, if you and I are up in an airplane, we're going to parachute, and the door opens, you walk to the door, and you turn to me before you step out, and you say, Dave, I don't believe in gravity, never have, never will. I'm just going to look at you and say, okay. And when you step out, what's going to happen?
You'll fall.
You're going down. So the reality is gravity and physics and all these other laws don't care what you or I believe, and mm-hmm. they don't care what our opinion is. That's why I love working with the laws, because it takes all of that stuff out of the equation. All they do is produce outcomes. There's nothing to think about. They're very simple. They're in your face. You can't stop them. You can't change them. You have one choice, and that's to use them to get what you want or to use them to get what you don't want, because they are always producing outcomes.
David Bresler is our guest, peak performance coach for 25 years. He's the author of Wired to Win. The website for all of this is mentalgolfcoaching.com. That's mentalgolfcoaching.com. And, David, you have a special offer for our listeners on your website, do you not?
I do. For the Tee to Green folks specifically, I have a $50 discount. I just launched my program, actually, for a couple years. People have been begging me to put this out there in an audio form so you didn't have to hire me and pay the bigger price. So now I have it out there, all seven laws. There's eight audios, eight study guides, five bonus gifts, and a 30-day guarantee. It's all there, all the laws, everything I teach. And I want to give your folks $50 off, and I want to add to that, I want to say to the first 10 people who purchase, I want to give them 1 hour of live coaching with me at no charge. Now, the value of that is greater than the value of the program that I'm talking about. It's $147. So for the price of a round of golf, you're getting this entire package, and your game can change starting in day one. So if you go to the website, you'll see it, and there is a coupon code that is on the page. It is W, the number 2, and the letter W, W2W.
Okay.
So if your folks go there right now, they'll see everything right there for them.
At mentalgolfcoaching.com. David, thanks for joining us. Good job, and best of luck to you. And we'll hope that a lot of folks head to the website and check it out.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
David Breslow, peak performance coach on Tee to Green.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Well, another hour just flying by. That's why we call it the fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf. It's Tee to Green, Jay and Jerry live from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Not done yet. Jerry is here to take us on tour.
Another major championship going on at Indian Wood up in Lake Orion, Michigan. The U.S. Senior Open. Bernard Langer vaulting into the lead with a 64 yesterday. He's at minus 10. He's got a four-shot lead over Corey Pavin, Tom Pernice, Roger Chapman, Tom Lehman, and John Houston. All those guys have played very well this year. It's a pretty good board there. Pavin says he cannot force the play today.
Can't really force a good score out here, so I'm going to try to hit greens, give myself opportunities at birdies, and hopefully I'll run the tables and make some putts. You've got to be careful. You've got to pick your places to be aggressive, and you don't want to shoot yourself out of the tournament.
Langer's one of those guys that when he's playing well, he's hard to catch, but he says that four shots is not necessarily safe.
That's not a huge lead. That can disappear in no time, so I'm going to have to go out there and shoot under par. That's my goal, I think, to go under par. If I go two under or three under, it'll be very difficult for anyone to catch me, and if they do, they deserve to win.
Regular tour at the John Deere Classic at Deer Run in Illinois. The coolest tee markers anywhere. Have you seen some of these?
No.
They're all little John Deere tractors and combines and stuff like that.
That's right, I have.
Yeah, very cool. Troy Madison's our leader at minus 16, one ahead of Steve Stricker, trying to win four in a row at this event.
Mm.
That would really be something. Zach Johnson and Brian Harmon are another shot back at minus 14 and three more at minus 13. And the Scottish Open at Castle Stewart. They've got so many cool...
That's a
golf,
Gil Hans course.
Cool golf club names over there. Francesco Molinari, the leader, one ahead of Anders Hansen, who we mentioned before. And Phil, three back, along with three other players in final round today.
Bet they have trouble keeping
heading
those,
up to the British next week.
Keeping those ball, those tee markers at the...
yeah, I wonder if they lose a couple each year. Yeah.
Souvenirs. Hey, mentalgolfcoaching.com, that's the website for more on David Breslow, and take advantage of that special $50 off offer. W2W, the coupon code to type in at mentalgolfcoaching.com. And thanks to TJ O'Clair, PGA.com, for joining us. Next week, we're live at Keystone Resort. We'll see you then. Until next time, hit them long. Hit them straight.